I'm Jenna Dooley. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker took office yesterday. He promised a progressive agenda for the state. He wants to legalize and tax recreational marijuana, make college aid more widely available, and work toward a graduated income tax. On that last point, he says he'll welcome discussions with anyone negotiating in good faith.
But if you lead with partisanship and scare tactics, you will be met with considerable political will.
Pritzker hopes Democratic supermajorities in the General Assembly will help advance his agenda, but there are divides within his own party, and he may need Republican support on the toughest issues facing the state. In addition to a new governor, Illinois inaugurated a notably diverse group of statewide office holders Monday. Jacqueline Driscoll has more.
If we're keeping tally, a majority of the state's constitutional officers are people of color. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton says the historic nature of her inauguration is something she cherishes.
With the DNA of my formerly enslaved great-great-grandfather, William Stevens, as part of my genetic makeup, I am proud to stand before you as our state's first Black Lieutenant Governor.
And Governor J.B. Pritzker is highlighting what he calls the most diverse cabinet the state has ever seen.
I want all of the children of Illinois to see someone who looks like them in our government.
Attorney General Kwame Raoul and Secretary of State Jesse White are also African American. Comptroller Susana Mendoza is Latina. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Springfield's Prairie Heart Institute has joined with the University of Chicago Medicine. Officials say the merger will strengthen heart care for patients in central and southern Illinois. The collaboration aims to improve services for those with advanced heart failure, heart transplants, or mechanical devices. The institute performed the region's first heart transplant more than 50 years ago and is recognized as a leader in treating sudden cardiac problems and valve replacement procedures. A chemical spill at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign campus's Beckman Institute is now cleaned up. A man dropped some beakers in a lab yesterday and liquid nitrobenzene spilled. Everyone was ordered to evacuate the building. One man was sent to the hospital, but school officials say the situation is under control and it's safe to resume regular activities. And this is Illinois News on your NPR news station.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Yesterday's inaugural festivities included a Southern Illinois flair. As part of the celebration, the Southern Illinois Children's Choir sang the national anthem. Also featured was 17th Street Barbecue of Murfreesboro, which helped cater the inaugural dinner. Democrat J.B. Pritzker became the 43rd governor during ceremonies yesterday. A Jackson County jury has convicted a Carbondale man for his role in a shooting incident back in 2017. The state's attorney's office says 22-year-old Rashawn Graham Jr. received an 18-year prison sentence. He was sentenced to serve 13 years on a charge of aggravated discharge of a firearm and five more years to be served consecutively on the charge of unlawful use of a weapon by a felon. A woman told the jury that Graham Jr. fired shots at her vehicle in 2017 near the area of East James and Thelma Walker Street and North Robert A. Stalls Avenue in Carbondale. The woman's male cousin was shot. The woman testified that Graham threatened her leading up to the jury trial. She also told the jury that Graham fired shots at her vehicle during the previous weekend in June of 2017. Celebrating the third anniversary of the Women's March, the Women United Network is hosting a community engagement fair along with a march and much more this weekend. Women United Network organizer Liz Hunter says the goal for the activist group is to continue its activism throughout the year.
We want to not just march and then go home. We want to have a chance to meet each other, get to know each other, and hopefully build relationships that continue activism throughout the year.
The commemorative event is set for this Saturday.